Hello?
Hey, Franklin. Forrest McGee. How you doing?
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good, thank you. Hey, you reached out online about your property in Lynchburg that you'd be interested in selling. And
yes, sir. I think he sent me something. Let me see if I can find that here real quick. Are you the Richmond one?
I operate in Lynchburg and Richmond, yeah. What's going on?
Did you send me some paperwork with an offer?
Was that my coworker Zach?
I'm trying to find it here. I can let you know. No, this is 804.
Uh-huh.
635. And you're calling from 804-805.
Yeah.
So is that your
Did somebody somebody sent you some paperwork? Is that what you're saying?
It's just a little 4x5 card.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I have a few phone numbers, so how can I help
you? With a price? And it was offer as is. Your cash offer is 163.2.
Uh-huh.
And I wasn't going to accept that. Now, I don't know if this is your offer or not.
Okay.
It doesn't have a name or nothing.
Well, my name's Forrest. And
This is from ACOX. COX. ACECOX. It's Ace Properties and Solutions, LLC.
Okay.
And Will on Drive, Richmond, Virginia. So that's not you.
No, that's not us. But
anyway, they are 163,200. And I'm waiting now for a 170.
You're waiting on a 170 offer?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Can you tell me a little bit about, what's going on or where you're going to move?
We have property up in the mountain on Athens Mountain.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So
only a trailer, but I'm going to build a house.
So you want to live in the trailer while you build the house? Is that what
I build the house. And we're getting close to retirement age. She's a little bit closer than I am by 2 years. So, yeah, we're going to live in the trailer. It's 2 bedrooms, 2 baths, a living room, kitchen, laundry room, trailer.
Oh, that's what about the property here that you're selling now, the one on Sandusky?
Yeah, Sandusky is 3 bedrooms. Could be 4, because they all do have closets in it. Right now, I have 2 bedrooms downstairs. Could be 2 more upstairs, like a master suite, which I have a man cave up there with my pool table and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's like a big spot where you can put an office.
Mm-hmm.
But there's only 1 bath.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The bathroom is in the little small bedroom upstairs where you can run plumbing down and turn that into a bathroom. So you just have a master suite upstairs.
Right.
With a home office, too.
Oh, okay. Sounds like a nice house.
Yeah.
Okay. Can you tell me... can you tell me what your time frame looks like? I mean, let's say you got the offer that you wanted, you agreed to all the paperwork. What kind of time frame are you looking at for being in the mountains?
As quick as I can.
So when I hear quick as I can, sometimes that means like 30 days. Sometimes that means 60 days. Were you closer to 30 or closer to 60?
Oh, it would definitely be 30.
30 days.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I'm ready to go up there. She wants to retire, but now she has to retire at 67 and 10 months, was it? You know? During COVID, she lost all of her money that she had put back for retirement.
How'd that happen? Y'all had to use it?
Because she wasn't able to work.
Uh-huh.
And then she started working with me.
Uh-huh.
At Aero.
Uh-huh.
So, that's where I met her, at Aero.
Where did y'all meet?
Arafin in Lynchburg.
Oh, okay.
We make coils.
Right.
For heating and air, but big
time. How long y'all been married?
We're not married yet. We're only engaged.
you're in the lovers phase. I get it.
Yeah, we've been together for 2 years.
2 years, okay.
Yeah.
And her name, by the way?
Mary Jane.
Andrew. And is she on the paperwork for this house?
No. This is my house, and she has her house.
Okay.
She only owes 41 on hers.
Uh-huh.
So with the sale of this one, I'm going to pay off hers and have 50,000, I think, to start building mine. And then neither one of us will have a mortgage payment. I mean, she's paying $635, and I'm paying $889 on mine.
Uh-huh.
So that'll save a lot of money right there, enough to finish all the house.
Right.
And she's 65, and she's got 2 years and 10 months. Well, she turned 65 May the 4th.
Okay. And how about you? Are you retired now?
No, I'm 62, so I still got a bunch of years left.
Right.
So.
Right. How far away is your property from where you work?
Oh, 4 minutes.
4 minutes?
God, thank you.
No, I mean, like, when you move up on the mountain, how far away are you going to be?
That's 20 minutes, about, or a little bit less.
That ain't that bad.
No.
Okay. All right.
No, it ain't that at all.
Right.
It's 20 minutes from here to get to the property up in the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
But I got a 4 minute drive, and we got to go past that to get to the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
4 minute drive to get to work.
Mm-hmm.
Make the spot, you know? So that cuts down a little bit. So 15 to 20 minutes. Still to get to work.
Uh-huh.
Nothing bad.
So, Franklin, you go by Franklin or Frank? Or what do you go by?
Frank.
Okay, Frank. So, tell me, if you were to rate your house from 1 to 5, you know, 5 being the best, what kind of quality would you say your house is?
I just put a brand new roof on. So, anyway, when the next to the two dormers in the second floor, it leaked in the living room.
Uh-huh.
That damage is still there. Okay, but you're probably going to gut it and put insulation in the walls, right?
Because
there is no
insulation. Oh, there's no insulation. Okay.
So you're looking to flip the house, right?
Oh, absolutely.
So you're probably going to gut it and put in insulation in the outside walls and
right.
Stuff like that, right? Yeah.
Right. Now, when you say you had a brand new roof,
brand new
roof,
just this year.
Did you do it or did you pay to have it done?
No. No, I paid, what's it called, Barry? No, I paid to have it done. Well, the insurance paid for part of it, but I had the whole. It paid for the front part where it leaked. Right. I paid for the rest of it to be done. Yeah.
Okay.
But it's so, brand new this year.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Brand spanking new, and I put a 30-year shingle on.
Okay. All right, is it the dimensional or the three tab?
The dimensional, yeah.
Okay. Okay. So
it was expensive, yeah.
Okay. So just to make sure that I have everything correct, Frank, you'd be willing to agree to the paperwork at 170 with like a 30-day close, and that your house paid off, your